Well, for years, the Sorell Fruit Farm has been a popular destination for local and overseas visitors. So for owner Bob Hardy, it was an easy decision to take a step back and allow foreign investment to take over the business 5 years ago. In 2020, he still remains heavily involved in the business's integrated pest management system and the use of natural fumigants.
When we first started off here, we actually fumigated the soil with methyl bromide before we planted strawberries, lo and behold. But nowadays, we actually plant a biofumigant crop, which is like a brassica, and it's given a year in the area, and the roots break down and release into the soil a natural fumigant. And so we start off with a very good soil, and then about a year after that we've got this risk of European strawberry weevil, and we're out here when Robin Bedding and Ray Ackers were doing some very interesting work on the use of nematodes for control of Cyrex wasp, and then they decided they'd have a look at it to see if it worked on strawberries. And they did some of the trial work here and proved that, lo and behold, yes, you could put this nematode, well, actually the nematode carries with it a bacterium, into the irrigation line. It'll be pumped in under the strawberries, and should there be weevils there, the nematodes would attack the weevils, and in fact it wasn't the nematodes that killed the weevil, but in fact the bacterium that travelled on the nematode that killed the weevil. And we've been free of weevil now for 25 years.
25 years?
Yes.
Wow.
And in fact there's a book being published recently by CSIRO about NEMA, of course, NEMA meaning nematode, and Xeno, which is the sort of part of the scientific name for the bacterium. So we're great friends of NEMA and Xeno.
And so that's just with your strawberries. What about with other parts of the business, with, say, your cherries and other fruits?
Again, it's the integrated pest management approach. Keep a close eye on the crop as it's developing. And we've found that, in fact, we can get away with very few sprays on cherries. Aphids are a problem, but this year, like many years, you go out, you see some aphids, go out a few days later, and lo and behold, you've got some ladybirds. And so if you hold off, the ladybirds will solve the problem for you.
It seems like a lot of orchardists I've spoken to sometimes say less is more when it comes to using sprays.
Oftentimes you'll just find that, in fact, things like pear and cherry slug, well, yes, it may do a bit of damage on a few trees, but overall the damage is generally not sufficiently severe to make it worthwhile spraying. So that's how we handle the cherries. The other area we've got, of course, is we grow apples, and of course we've got codling moth on apples, and there we're using mating disruption. We're putting out a pheromone into the orchard, which is just big enough to, as far as the block is concerned.
Yeah.
But then again, if that doesn't quite do all the work for us, we've got a little material that's developed from a yeast we can spray onto the trees, and particularly the apples, and control codling moth there. So there are a number of different approaches, a number of different things you can use for particular pests without having to resort to what we would call standard pesticides.
So you don't have any standard pesticides here on the property at the moment?
The only thing you would call a standard pesticide would be some of the herbicides, and there we're not spraying much. We're actually tending to use more a weed wiper and wipe particular weeds, grasses that might be growing in the rows of strawberries, for instance.
With some of your experimentation with IPMs, is there anything that you've learnt that you wouldn't use again, or something that you've trialled that was really successful that you weren't aware of?
I've had some new challenges. We had a recent instance where there was a mite on cherries. The question was, should we actually spray it or worry about it? Well, in fact, it was a mite that, while it might have done a little bit of damage, in fact, it was a mite which was the favoured prey of a predatory mite. And if we'd actually sprayed, we would have actually deprived that predatory mite of its food, and it wouldn't have gone on and controlled something like much more serious, like a two-spotted mite that might have attacked.
And so you've been working on this for the past 30 years, and you were the owner of this property, but recently in the last 5 years you've taken a step back. What's happened to the business here in the last 5 years?
It really continued the trend that we had, and that was to encourage more visitors from overseas and in particular Asia, and that's very noticeable now. Quite a proportion of the visitors not only coming from Singapore and Hong Kong, where we've had them coming from many years, but now, of course, it's mainland China, which is a very major source of visitors. The other thing, of course, is that we went bilingual. I don't speak Chinese, but then we went bilingual as a business about 10 years ago, and that's been continued. And so a lot of our tours now are actually delivered in Chinese rather than in English.
Wow. What point did you make the decision to take a step back and have foreign investment take over and start running the property?
5 years ago, it was really dictated by the fact that at that stage I was 75 years old, and you couldn't keep going on 7 days a week forever.
Still looks like you're doing a lot of work here at the moment.
Well, it's really stimulating, actually, to be managing pests and diseases on such a diverse property as this, and, of course, one I know.
It seems like it's not just this property in Sorel and the area. It seems like it's a growing trend towards agritourism. What's the response been like from the community?
We've always actually had very strong community support. That's really a very, very major part of the business. The major change here has been a change towards plums, and particularly Japanese plums, which, of course, are large, very attractive to customers, and they are replacing some of the berry fruits, which probably are not quite as attractive to visitors from Asia. And, of course, plums bring with them some challenges. We've actually been surprised that they needed, for instance, more potassium fertiliser than we expected. So we've got training systems to get used to with plums. They're not too complicated. Mm. The other thing is that this year we've actually been using gibberellic acid to increase the branching on our young cherry trees, and that's been quite successful. Most of the commercial growers would have been using this, but we'll be certainly using that because we've changed our pruning training system from basically a standing trellis to a freestanding, what you might call an Aussie bush tree.
That was Bob Hardy talking to Eden Henninen about the use of integrated pest management systems and the takeover of his fruit farm at Sorel.